Hello and welcome to the Female Health Podcast. This is all about all things women, all about ambition, all about health, all about the sisterhood. My name's Sarah Hogan. I'm the female health practitioner, and I can't wait for you to join in and listen. But I thought I'd pop on today just to have a little chat about ambition and how sometimes that can really dissipate, how it can be kind of driven out of us, how we sometimes lose the will to further ourselves. And after these last 2 years, it's been really hard for so many business women to get going, to keep going, and to keep their ambition thriving. Yeah, it's been a really, really, really difficult time. And the reason I'm doing this today, recording this today, is because I saw this brilliant space come up, this absolutely lovely space come up, and it was a really good price. There was a room for a therapy room. I could put classes on there, I could put events on there, etc. And it had bloody gone. And I kind of been umming and ahhing. I hadn't spoken to anybody about it, whether I should go for it. And I rang up and I inquired. The price was perfect, everything included. And it had gone a few days earlier. And I'd been thinking about it for a few days. And I was gutted, absolutely gutted, to say the least. But it did get my ambition going again. It really got my ambition going again, and really started to get me thinking about where I can go with my business, how I can expand, and what's holding me back. What's holding me back? And I think, you know, through COVID, I mean, thank goodness, you know, got health and you know, my family's all okay. But during that time, I had lots of massive decisions to make, really huge decisions to make. I had to give up my gorgeous clinic, which I'd only had for a year. I had to make the choice to not reopen my dance and theatre school that I'd had for a long time, and it was really successful. And massive changes. I went from being out and about everywhere, working in gyms, having my clinic, having my dance school, to being closed, full stop. That was fun. And then also now, I mean, I was lucky enough, a lovely friend of mine offered me a job as a health and wellness expert for a nationwide health company. So I've been doing that for a year online. But then we converted a bedroom into a space, and my world revolves around four walls. And I hear this every single day on my online health and wellbeing calls, that people's worlds I've been turned upside down. And you know, when you're enclosed in four walls, you know, like we have been for 2 years, and of course now it's changed. Some people's lives didn't change much over 2 years. You know, for my husband, he probably saw me change a lot, but he was out every day at work, you know, doing the same routine. For me, my life, and many others, my life completely changed. And it's been really crappy, And I think it's really hard to think big and be ambitious when your life is revolving around four walls day in and day out. So I saw this, and overnight, that was it. I had the best female health and wellbeing hub in Lincoln, and I was like really, really ambitious and really excited about it, but you know, it wasn't to be. Well, that's just one of those things, isn't it? But it gave me a little bit of a spark again, and it did bring some fire to my gut also, because sometimes when you feel like you've been crushed and all your plans that were going so amazingly well have been kind of taken away, well, at least it's not your own failure, but it's been kind of taken away from you, it's really bloody hard to keep going and to just to keep thriving and to keep that ambition going. So yeah, that was kind of what I was coming on to today to chat about. I'm not sure whether I've gone off tangent or what here, because I really am just literally chatting to myself, to a microphone, which I hope is working. I don't even know if it's working or not. I didn't check it. But yeah, ambition. Have we still got ambition as we approach the perimenopausal to menopausal stage of life, or has it buggered off and left us, or have circumstances changed it for us? More to come on this, I think.